Come on.
He just hear him out. He don't hear him out. He just hear him out. He don't hear him out. He just hear him out. He don't hear him out.
I've been watching for a while. I want to get your guys' opinions on it. It's stand-up comedians. They will go into like a small town in the middle of Iowa. They'll go to the local news station, promote that they're in the town, but they don't give a shit about like what they say. I'll show you.
Welcome back to the New Day Cleveland. It is time for a little bit of a laugh. We need comedian Mark Normand in our lives. He'll be here at Hilarities this weekend. So welcome here into the studio. It's good to have you
here.
Hey,
good to be here. It's a pleasure. I'm a little hungover, a little gay, but just glad to be here with you, sister.
I appreciate you saying that. I'm very happy to be here with you, too.
All right. Sorry, just hiding my erection. Yeah, this is great.
This guy's awesome.
You just left Slimans?
Yeah, I had Slimans, so I'm really going to be on the toilet later. But, boy, best corned beef in the Midwest, if you ask me.
It's delicious. It's the size of your head.
Yeah, and I ate way too much. But at least everybody there was very attractive.
That's good.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
But good grub there. Oof, still hurting.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I've been farting it up in the green room, and I think I scared.
And that's why the door was shut.
Yeah.
To our little smaller green room.
Exactly.
You were just trying to be polite.
We call it hot boxing. Really soaking it all in, because the smell of your own farts, for some reason, is enjoyable. If you farted, it'd be weird. But if I fart, I enjoy it. I don't know why.
Is that a guy thing?
I could bathe in my own fart. I'm a cat. I ain't gonna cat. I could bathe in my own fart. My fart smell good to
Your
me.
Your fart smell like shit.
But if I were to smell somebody else's fart, God, that smells like bounce that ass. Fucking atrocious.
It is a thing, though. Like, you smell your own farts, you don't really care, right?
Oh. You know what I'm saying? You smell your own farts, it's game.
Ew, you just lick your fucking fingers?
Hell, if I had a giraffe's neck, I wish I could turn around and eat my own ass.
Bro, what? Bro, what? Blood has his cum. What?
Suck my own farts out of my ass. I don't need nobody.
Bro, you were just saying that you wouldn't even eat a girl's ass. You just eat your own ass?
I wish I was a giraffe so I could turn around and eat my own ass.
You'd rather not eat a girl's ass. You'd rather eat your own ass.
Man, we didn't mention girl's ass. That's game on, too. I just talked about my ass and my farts and how they smell.
Amen.
Suckable.
Suckable. Let's get another one right here. The funny part is, like, these guys have to go and, like, promote their comedy show, but they don't want to be doing, like, 6 a.m. morning TV, you know?
Why is it all fart shit? Like, why are the comedians just... I feel like the comedian, like, we're literally just 12 years old. Like, everyone's just 12 years old. All the major comedians just think farts are hilarious.
The part of society that hasn't grown up yet.
Rush Hour 4. If we're gonna go racial,
I get to be
Rush Hour 4 in space.
I get to be Chris.
It's gonna be wonderful, right?
Chris,
you're not in it. You're out. We wrote you out of the script.
I'm Jewish. Oh, you are. Find a place for me. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But you can do all. You can produce it.
I hate people with that type of laugh, bro. It's so fucking annoying.
I know. It's such a neckable ass.
Up, like the newscaster, like, oh my God. No, really?
No, she's like, ah. And she just shut the fuck up.
And it's so fake. Too.
It's like she like wants people to like look at her. She's like, look at me, look at my laugh. Like, no one cares about you. Shut up. You have a guest on. Fuck you. Like, literally, so annoying.
All right,
and this is Morning America or whatever. It's like 9 in the morning. Who wants to fucking
nah,
listen
dude,
to that?
It's to you.
Who wants to listen to that? 9 in the morning. Shut up.
All right, let's check out the next one. This is one of my favorite ones. This is Bill Burr.
It wasn't even that funny. It wasn't even funny.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, shut the fuck up.
Dumbass. Like, God. Dude, so neckable,
go
bro.
Go fix your fake-ass perm and shut the hell up.
Wait, we gotta listen to that.
So I'm glad that you're here in Texas
for the
brief time that the weather's going to be 70 degrees.
Oh, it's perfect. This is like the golden age of global warming. Right before the polar ice caps melt and we all drown. You got to enjoy these 70 degree January days. They're awesome.
Enjoy them while you can get them.
That's right.
You know, I was reading a little bit about you and it says that you have a tendency to kind of go with your first thought.
Yeah.
Because reading makes you sleepy.
That's right. And my first thought is this is the best week to be here, the week before the Super Bowl.
That is so true.
Before all the whores fly in, you know?
Yeah.
But just want to get out.
Wow.
Just want to get out of here before that. What is true? This is like.
What? It's true.
Dude, did you see her reaction?
Watch what she does.
Before all the whores fly in.
Uh-huh. You know? Like, I stay here all year. I'm a whore.
Here the week before the Super Bowl.
That is so true.
Before all the whores fly in.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
She's like, uh-huh. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I just want to get out.
Wow.
I just want to get out of here before that. What is true?
All this the guy producers in the back chuckling.
Dude, they are. They're laughing.
The Oscars for prostitutes.
Okay, all right.
This entire week.
Let's remember, we're G-rated here, folks. All right, so we're going to go back to a safer subject because...
What am I saying? What am I talking about? Don't think about what I'm wearing. These things are redundant, superficial.
Okay.
Don't be distracted. What do you think that gesture means, the way you're touching that bottle? What does that indicate? What is that? What's the subtext of that?
I think we got to go to break.
You need to lose that ring, Mika, because it don't mean nothing to you. She's grasping for the shaft. She's a shaft.
CrossFit.
You did say.
I got
not
in trouble.
That you were just on
what'd
a treadmill.
What'd you do at CrossFit?
Time.
I don't know. We might get in trouble if I say this. I called the guy black. I don't know if you can say that. He's black. I said, hey, the black guy's cheating. And they're like, you can't say that. I was like, why? I don't know his name. And they're like, yeah, his name's Wendell. I go, oh, okay. Hey, Wendell, the gay guy says I can't call you the black guy, but you're not doing all your burpees. I'm sure we can't say that.
We can't say that.
I don't know, but I was.
I know,
you are the only person ever in my career here to get that close to my face. He's the only person I've let get that close to
married?
My face too. No, so does that mean it doesn't
you
matter
have a
then? Yes,
it's not working out though, is it?
No,
it doesn't feel like it is.
No.
Yeah, because your energy is like, it's a little too strong. I have a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so how's yours going?
Really good.
Really?
Yeah.
How long have you been together?
4 years, and it's strong.
It's really strong?
Yeah, and she's way better than you.
I like that
so
guy. He'll
your Christian
fuck.
Background is part of the show.
Yes, and I wanted to talk to you about Jesus after.
Meme,
well, the only reason why I bring it up is some people thought maybe you went a little too far. You know,
as far as what?
Well, they thought that maybe you were being disrespectful to the Christian religion.
Who did?
I'm telling you, you need to Google.
Oh, good Lord.
So did you feel you were being disrespectful or just you were just having fun with some of the crucifixes and stuff like that?
I don't even know we did maybe two jokes about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you think the Catholic Church went a little too far? More so than my cartoon.
All right, listen.
A couple of jokes. I know this is a morning show. You can't bring up all those crimes.
You know what? Technically.
They just sort of kept moving them around. You know, like those killer whales at SeaWorld, after it kills a trainer, they'll then move it up to Seattle. They don't give them their background.
All right, I'm not totally following. But I don't think
you know
I want
what
to.
I'm talking about. It's a morning show. I understand.
Like daytime.
I know there's a writer's strike going on. Tell me, is a wardrobe and makeup people on strike?
I dated a girl that was so dumb one time. She was literally the dumbest chick. She was afraid to eat pizza alone. She was afraid she'd choke and no one would be there.
For real?
But yeah, but that's not what made her dumb. She literally asked me one time. She goes, she's going to be a flight attendant? She goes, does the Concorde, does that go to the speed of sound or the speed of light? And I was
no.
I think you're thinking of the Millennium Falcon. She goes, so wait, when they fly, can they not hear anything? I was like, yeah, that's right.
That's
they're in a plane where they all have chalkboards around their neck. They're like, I need a diet coke. She was
I'm
an idiot.
A cat, bro. Girls are the queens of the dumbest fucking question on the planet. Like I've been so surprised at some of the fucking... some of the shit that's come out of their mouths, bro.
It's just girls in general?
Like I'm saying some of the dumb... like, if you have a list of dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life...
We said... Norman comes from you.
Well, you don't hang out with girls, so they'll probably... yeah, it'll come from me. But I'm saying for people that hang out with girls...
Damn.
It's like usually like, bro,
damn.
Did you even hear what the fuck you just said? And they'll just be like... and they'll say it again. It's just like, that's so fucking dumb.
Let's look at what's an example.
You stupid.
I can dude, there's just so many. I don't know. But it's just like a lot of shit that I definitely hear.
You can't just make a massive.
No, fair. I get it.
Fair, no, you're right. Yeah, women sound dumb as fuck. What's an example? Well, you know, it just happens so much. It really is.
It's like, it's no matter, like, I don't give a fuck.
Ask me, please. Can I touch your legs? Because they're so nice.
Don't touch mine.
Okay, that is some... whoa! Whoa, buddy. You crosses so many lines, bro. Those two girls probably have husbands at home watching that.
They
caressing
said, yeah,
their
they
legs.
Said yes.
What? I didn't hear that. Oh. I just saw them him caressing the fuck out of her leg.
That's not okay.
No. I mean, that's like, okay, I ain't gonna do that some gay shit, but like, that's literally like, I'm gonna start caressing your fucking leg under the table on some shit.
All right, keep watching, because it gets a lot worse.
Dude, an idiot. What's up, Kristen?
Ask me, please. Can I touch your legs? Because they're so nice.
Don't touch mine. Are there comedians?
Wow, bumpy.
Yeah, she said no.
Real bumpy.
I didn't shave.
Yeah.
Because I didn't.
Wow, bumpy. Real bumpy.
I didn't shave. Yeah. Because I didn't. Wow. I wanted to keep you off.
You're on television, please.
No one is.
Larry, you're looking.
How do you even have the rest of that interview? Like, how does that even go?
How do you get away with that?
He's just, like, unbeatable, bro. He can literally say anything he wants.
He's a fucking meme. He can say anything.
Five shots.
Well, I think if you just, like, don't care, then, like, people don't care.
Well, he literally goes on stage and just gets naked. That's his bit.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't care, then people won't care.
Yeah.
For real. That's literally the rule.
Yeah.
So, Chris, get fucking naked right now.
And just don't care about anything you say.
I could, like, literally, if you do, you can't fucking murder somebody or like fucking sexually assault somebody. But if you like literally do something.
No, you literally can't.
No, you can't.
Yeah. James Charles.
That's one example.
Right.
But I'm saying like, what was I saying? What was the thing?
You can't
just get
away
fucking,
with sexual
just get
assault.
Naked. Just get naked for us.
No, but what you said before that.
You can't get away
with it. Oh, yeah, you can do whatever the fuck you want if you don't care. Like, literally, like, nobody, like, whatever anyone says, if you don't care, it don't matter. And it'll blow over in, like, a week or two.
Yeah, most people don't actually really remember. So. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can do whatever. So, but, like, you just do something?
Yeah. No, I'm going to get naked.
Just get naked.
What?
Just get naked.
You get naked first. I get naked. No. You guys get naked.
Just get naked.
You get naked.
Just get naked, bro.
You take off your shirt, and we'll see.
Just get naked, bro.
You get naked first.
Just get naked.
All right, guys, next shot's going to be us naked.
So we see your fat horse cock, Chris. All
right, next one.
All right.
If you're looking good, you know, that's right. During the commercial, somebody told me Larry loves Duran Duran. Uh-huh. This is yet another fact about Larry that is boring.
So I want to give you a little quiz, a little test, all right? Because you can't look at my script. But
okay. There
are some very famous cereal box icons.
Yes,
and
are.
I want you to be able to look at some of these characters and see if you can determine which cereal it's associated with. If you get it right, you'll hear this. If you get it wrong, you'll hear this.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Okay, let's look at our first one. You're going to see
the
monitor down here. Let's look at our first
one. Okay.
Is that a fucking
noise? Oh, it's behind us. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's behind us.
Yes. Who's that?
What's he wearing? My uncle.
No, it's not. Although you do resemble him. I mean,
who is that? That is for redheads. That is a racist symbol right there. That's like the Quaker Mix guy.
No,
that's the Lucky Charms. Bam! Look at that.
Good for you. Okay,
I didn't drink last night.
All right, this guy. Can you see him?
Yeah, that's the. That's one of the founding fathers. Who said that all men are created equal as long as they're white? Right? Isn't that what it is? One of those guys?
I've done everything there is to do
how?
In the world. You ever had a bucket list? I've done it all. Jumped out of a plane with Rachel Ray. Fought a bear. I was the first person to jump off the stratosphere. Jumped off the world's tallest stadium in Africa. You name it. Travel Channel. Yeah. Fighting a bear was the dumbest thing I ever did. I would never do that again. You can't.
How do you even go into that mentally? How do you prepare yourself?
I want to be famous.
Val, what can I say? You make traffic sexy. You really do.
Oh, boy.
In fact, I think I feel some rubbernecking in my pants right now.
Dude, if I was a comedian, I would just go on early shows.
Literally,
just,
like, yeah.
Who gives a
they
fuck?
They don't say shit back because they're too PG to say shit back.
And when are you going to see them again? When are you going to be in Oklahoma?
You'll never get invited back, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. All right. So, guys, that's what I'm going to cover today. Growing Up was one of my favorite videos, comedians on early shows. I'm glad that you guys got to check it out. Let us know down in the comment section what your favorite is and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'll see you guys next time.
If this video gets 1,000 likes, Chris will go naked.
With Sky Bree. Yeah.
With Sky Bree.